This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When North Bay writer and activist Norman Solomon visited Kabul, Afghanistan recently, he was struck by the heightened levels of violence and fear that he found there.
On most blocks, it seemed there was somebody holding an AK-47. Last spring, when I was working on the planning for this little delegation to Afghanistan, we were told that Kabul was a fairly safe place to be. By the time we got there, bombs had been going off, including on election day. So there was a lot more tension in the air and a lot more of a sense that the tide of violence was coming into the capital of the country. The Taliban and the other insurgents are getting stronger, and that is being felt in Kabul itself.
Even more upsetting was a trip to a nearby refugee camp, which they visited unannounced.
It was really startling to me to go to a refugee camp called Helmand District Refugee Camp No. 5 in Kabul and to see 700 families, many of whom had been displaced by U.S. bombing in the southern part of Afghanistan, living virtually on handouts from Afghan businessmen, and to learn that a year later they were getting virtually no aid from the U.S. government, from the Afghan government, from the United Nations, was really quite startling because the contrast between the idea that we're there to help and that we are primarily helping Afghan people, and on the other hand, seeing the desperate conditions that these internal refugees were living under and the fact that they're refugees because of U.S. bombing campaigns, that really brought me up short.
During the 5-day visit, the small delegation from the Institute for Public Accuracy also met with Afghan government officials, U.N. officers, and local citizens. While the Taliban is regaining its strength and influence, Al-Qaeda is no longer a meaningful presence in Afghanistan, Solomon says. Instead, the real enemy of democratic ideals in the country is poverty, something a military surge cannot combat.
You have a very high maternal death rate. You have an infant mortality rate for every 1,000 live births of 154 deaths of infants before the age of one. That's a staggering infant mortality rate. Afghanistan needs development aid and humanitarian assistance. And that's one of the great disconnects because the U.S. is now spending 90% of its money in Afghanistan for military purposes.
Upon returning to the States, Solomon went to Washington, D.C. to relate his findings to the few members of Congress who were willing to hear them. And even there, he says, the response was discouraging.
There was a real lack of urgency. Even those who are trying to reframe and reorient U.S. priorities in Afghanistan away from military spending would invariably say, things are not changing here. And I found it just as disturbing to visit Capitol Hill as I did Kabul.
In retrospect, perhaps that disconnect should not be surprising. One congressman and aides to two others were scheduled to be part of their Afghan tour, but all three pulled out at the last minute, reportedly under pressure from the White House and the State Department to stay home. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.